All right, so let's dive into this Happy Fuel thing. I think a lot of people are curious about how they can help organizations build like happier, more resilient teams these days. And honestly, who isn't right? We've got a ton of info from their website, presentations, workshops. They even have a mental fitness program. But the thing that really caught my eye, they claim that spending just 2% of your time on happiness habits can actually boost performance by like up to 50%. I mean, that sounds almost too good to be true. So, what's going on here?
Well, you know what I find fascinating is how they tackle the root of the problem. I mean, so many organizations are dealing with this right now, that feeling of being just overwhelmed, stressed out, and ultimately burnt out.
Yeah, totally. It's like they're acknowledging the elephant in the room, right?
Yeah.
All those things that are contributing to this like quiet quitting trend we keep hearing about. But they're not just pointing fingers. They're actually offering solutions, and they're basing it on science, which is pretty refreshing.
Exactly. It's not just think positive thoughts and everything will be fine. They're bringing in like neuroscience, positive psychology, performance science, all these different fields to create a more holistic and credible approach to mental health in the workplace.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics here. Mm. What do they actually offer? It looks like they've got these presentations, which seem like quick, digestible overviews, and they have more in-depth workshops, and then this whole six-week mental fitness training program.
You know, I was really intrigued by that training program, the fact that it was developed in partnership with researchers from Stanford, and that it's based on this concept of positive intelligence, or PQ. It just speaks to a level of depth and rigor that you don't always see. Plus, it's app-guided, so that can make it much easier to actually integrate it into people's busy lives.
Yeah, I think that's a key point.
Sure.
It's not just a one-time workshop or a feel-good pep talk. It's like they're trying to help people develop lasting habits and skills, which is what really creates change in the long run.
Absolutely. And it goes back to that 2% statistic you mentioned. It's almost like they're saying, look, we know you're busy, but even a small investment in your mental fitness can have a huge payoff. And when you think about it, 2% of your week is only about an hour and a half. It's a pretty manageable amount of time to dedicate to something that could potentially improve your performance by 10, 20, even 50%.
Okay, so break this positive intelligence thing down for me. What exactly is going on in our brains when we're talking about strengthening the thriving brain and minimizing the survivor brain?
Mm.
And they actually use MRI brain scans to show this happening.
That's right. They draw a distinction between these two parts of our brains. The survivor brain is that part that's always on high alert, you know, scanning for threats and trying to keep us safe.
Mm.
It served us well back in the caveman days. But in today's world, it can lead to chronic stress, anxiety, and burnout. It's like our fight or flight response, stuck in overdrive.
So what does the thriving brain do? Is it like the opposite of that?
It's more like the antidote. The thriving brain is the part that's responsible for positive emotions, creativity, clear thinking, and connection with others. When we strengthen our thriving brain, we're essentially rewiring our neural pathways to be more resilient, resourceful, and better equipped to handle challenges without getting overwhelmed. And yes, they actually have MRI scans that show these changes happening in the brain as people practice the techniques they teach.
Wow, that's incredible. So they're literally showing us how we can change our brains for the better.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical. They've got some pretty impressive results to back it up.
Okay, so let's get to those results. What kind of impact are they seeing?
Well, they've worked with CEOs, Stanford students, athletes, and they've seen improvements in a whole range of areas. Focus, productivity, stress management, even interpersonal relationships. What's really fascinating is that they're not just seeing these improvements in individuals, but also at the team and organizational level.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. Results that actually make a difference in the real world.
And what I think is really important here is that it's not just about performance metrics. It's also about creating a more positive and supportive work environment, which ultimately leads to greater well-being and job satisfaction for everyone. It's about moving away from that grin and bear it mentality and recognizing that happiness is not a luxury. It's a key ingredient for success.
It really sounds like they're onto something here. But you know what always gets me? Hearing from real people, getting those firsthand accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a lot of testimonials on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of those stand out to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think what struck me was the variety of experiences people shared. It wasn't just about feeling happier or less stressed. There were stories about people feeling more confident in their decision-making, being more creative in their work, and even having more patience with colleagues and clients.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. There was one from a team leader who said they were able to navigate a really challenging project, like with more grace and resilience. After applying some of the techniques they learned, it's like they found a way to stay calm and focused under pressure, which I think is something we can all relate to.
For sure. And it highlights how these skills can translate into real-world outcomes. It's not just about feeling good internally. It's about being more effective in your work and in your interactions with others.
There was another one that I really liked. It was this woman who said she was laughing at herself more and not taking things so personally. It's like she developed a greater sense of self-awareness and humor, which are such important qualities for navigating the ups and downs of work life.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the power of self-compassion, which is something that Happy Feel really emphasizes. When we're able to be kinder to ourselves, we're less likely to get caught up in negative self-talk and more likely to bounce back from setbacks.
It's like they're giving people the tools to be their own best cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And that can have a ripple effect on the whole team.
Exactly. When individuals are more resilient and emotionally balanced, it creates a more positive and supportive team dynamic. And that in turn can lead to increased productivity, creativity, and innovation.
It all comes full circle. But I am curious, for someone listening who might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but how does it actually play out in a real work environment? What are some concrete examples of how these techniques can be applied?
Well, imagine a team that's facing a tight deadline on a high-pressure project. Instead of letting stress and anxiety take over, they could use Happy Fuel's mindfulness techniques to stay focused and present. Or picture a manager who's dealing with a conflict between team members. Instead of reacting emotionally, they could use their positive intelligence skills to communicate more effectively and find a resolution that works for everyone.
So it's about having a toolkit of strategies to draw from when things get tough.
Exactly. And it's not just about crisis management. It's also about creating a culture where people feel comfortable talking about their challenges and supporting each other.
So it's not just about individual resilience. It's about building a resilient team culture.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens. When you have a team that's grounded in these principles, they're able to achieve remarkable things, both individually and collectively.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. It seems like Happy Fuel has a lot to offer organizations. Organizations that are looking to create more positive, resilient, and ultimately successful teams. What would you say is the key takeaway here?
I think the key takeaway is that happiness is not a fluffy, feel-good concept. It's a strategic advantage. When we prioritize the well-being of our employees, we're not just doing something nice for them. We're making a smart investment in the success of our organization.
I love that. It's not about sacrificing productivity for happiness. It's about recognizing that they go hand in hand. But here's the question that's been in my mind. If investing just 2% of our time in these happiness habits can yield such significant results, what could be possible if we truly embrace these practices as a core part of our work culture?
That's a powerful question, and I think it's one that every leader should be asking themselves. What if we stopped seeing happiness as a luxury and started seeing it as a necessity? What kind of impact could we create, not just for our organizations, but for the world?
It really is a paradigm shift. From seeing happiness as something we chase after work to something that's actually like built into our work.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's not just about being happy at work for the sake of being happy. It's about recognizing that when people feel good, they perform better, they're more engaged, and they're more likely to stick around.
Right. It's like that old saying, choose a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Right.
Maybe Happy Fuel is helping people find that feeling, even in jobs that aren't always, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. It's not about creating a utopia where there are never any challenges or conflicts. It's about equipping people with the tools, the mental and emotional tools, to navigate those challenges and to find meaning and satisfaction in their work, even when it's tough.
Okay, so for someone listening who's thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but where do I even start? What would you tell them?
Well, I think Happy Fuel is a great resource to check out. Their website has a ton of information about their different programs, and they even offer free consultations to help organizations figure out what would be the best fit.
Awesome. And we'll definitely include a link to their website in the show notes so people can easily find it.
Perfect. But even beyond Happy Fuel, I think the most important thing is to start having conversations. Conversations about mental health and well-being in the workplace. It's about creating a culture where people feel comfortable talking about their struggles and asking for help when they need it.
Yeah, breaking down that stigma and recognizing that we all have mental health just like we have physical health. And sometimes we need a little extra support.
Exactly. And when we create that kind of environment where people feel safe and supported, that's when we can truly unlock the potential of our teams and organizations.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Happy Fuel, what's the one thing you hope our listeners will take away from this conversation?
I hope they walk away with a sense of hope and possibility. That even in today's world, you know, fast-paced, demanding world, it is possible to create workplaces where people feel valued, supported, and empowered to thrive. And that by investing in the happiness and well-being of our employees, we're not just doing the right thing, we're also doing the smart thing for our businesses and for society as a whole.
Well said. And for you listening in, we hope this deep dive has given you some new ideas and maybe even inspired you to take action. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Whether it's incorporating a few mindfulness exercises into your day, having an open conversation with your team about well-being, or really taking a few moments to appreciate the good things in your work. Every step you take towards greater happiness and resilience is a step in the right direction. Thanks for joining us, and keep diving deep in.